Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for July 25th through 29th. Couple quick things. On the 411 with Callie this week, you totally called Nina buying the Metroport.
Yay. Sometimes things just come to me in the moment and then I think about them afterwards.
Yeah.
There you go.
Eventually at some point we will remember to start writing these things down, but whatever. And then I also Googled Charlie Prince just because I was like, okay, let's get some information on him. The actor who portrayed him, Michael Tylo, passed away in October.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's sad.
And unfortunately, there's literally nothing about the character Charlie Prince.
Of course not. Of course not.
Other than that. But I was like, oh.
That's very sad.
And then a slight nerd out, but a justification on something. I keep saying that we need.
Go ahead.
So we finally watched Stranger Things this week, the season 4, because that's just, our schedule's been crazy. We finally were able to sit down and watch it.
Madeline is now addicted to that show.
You're welcome. And I can't believe she can watch.
I said to her, well, so her stepsister, sorry, mini reality check in the middle of this, but her stepsister has been watching it. But no adults were in the room. And I was like, I don't want you watching this and then getting scared. So
that's there's nothing like, it's just, I get freaked out by watching some of these things.
Exactly. So I said, I will watch it with you. But if something like too crazy happens, then we're done. We're stopping whatever episode that is. So I think we're on episode 3 or 4 of season 2. And she loves it. She's like, going on and on, making fun of the Demogorgon and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all right, if you're not scared, then I'm the person who still doesn't watch.
Season 2 was cute. It was the little slug.
Yes.
So it was cute.
But season 1, she was fine with 2. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know that you're my kid because I'm still the person who like won't watch horror movies because I'm scared of Chucky.
I turn my eyes frequently during the show. But I like everything else. So I'm like, okay, yes, I can cover whatever.
Yeah.
But this gives nothing away.
Okay.
Other than in season 4, there is a pizza place that they have the phone number on the side of the truck.
Okay.
That says, I forgot to write down what the phone number was. Hold on. The phone number is 80545-PIZZA.
Okay.
And when you call it.
Oh gosh.
You get a recording and it's a line from the show.
Oh,
it's how they answer the phone on the show. Like for the pizza place. It's that recording.
That is very cute.
Google Voice offers free phone numbers. They could very easily
do the same thing.
Do something similar when there's some, right. I am not crazy. There are people, and Walmart now sells Surfer Boy Pizza.
Oh, that's awesome.
So there is a market for all that. Granted, I love General Hospital, obviously. I don't think that we're on the same par as Stranger Things at this time, but just saying. Fans do these things. And I sent the link to my son and my husband. I was like, call this number now.
They're like, you're insane.
Yep.
But okay.
Yep. So real quick, well, do you have any fun stuff? Okay. So real quick, we will do headlines and then I have a first.
Okay.
Okay. On Monday, Valentine makes a romantic gesture.
I'm over him. Okay. Go ahead.
We are just going, I am straight up jealous of Max. James Patrick Stewart responded to his video and Fanola retweeted it.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I'm jealous of a child.
Yes. Yes, we are.
On Tuesday, Gordon questions Curtis's motives.
Okay.
Wednesday, Victor wonder what has Nicholas on edge. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good scene.
Oh.
We will get to that. Thursday, Nicholas rushes to the courthouse.
Yeah. He did.
And on Friday, Spencer makes an important decision.
Yes, he did.
So, all right. We are taking a quick jump, though, because I have an array of products on a table in front of me.
Apparently, we're celebrating something.
We're not celebrating anything. We're finally going to make a cocktail that I saw listed on the poolside cocktails at the Metro Court. Had a very beautiful, clear picture. And I was like, okay, so we can make those. They have the ginger grapefruit bourbon sour for $13.50.
Okay.
An orange vodka creamsicle for $14.50.
Okay.
Raspberry lemon rosemary cooler for $12.50. And coconut lime vodka soda for $13. Don't know why they're not charging the 50 cents on that one, but I don't like coconut and I couldn't figure out like a good substitute for that. And I text you and asked if you like ginger. So we're going to make a ginger grapefruit bourbon sour. I looked up a few recipes, but I was like, well, I like ginger beer. And so I have ginger beer. You can't see, but I am holding up the product.
She's Anna waiting it for you.
The only bourbon we had was Knob Creek, which is 120 proof. So we are only using a little bit. But I have, and we need to get MetroCourt glasses, which would not have shipped in time for us to do this, or else right. We were going to be having those today.
That would have been very
cute.
But
we don't. So I am putting ice
all over her couch.
All over my couch and into wine glasses, because I also don't have rocks glasses, apparently.
Oh, wow.
Whoop, there we go. Okay. So we're going to do that. I'm going to put the ice back in there. So it doesn't melt. And then, so for the two of us, I have, I think it's 2 ounces of the bourbon.
Okay.
They said, what the one website I read suggested using, so I do like to make my own simple syrup. I was not there today or this week. So we are just using stirring simple syrup.
We're going to hashtag all these so they can know that we endorse them for MetroCourt.
But they said they suggested, so I'm going to put 2 ounces in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then grapefruit juice, which I am just going to pour.
So it's a healthy drink.
It
got
is.
Some fruit in
I
it.
I got the Simply Grapefruit. So it's a healthy-ish drink. Going to put the lid on my shaker. Oh, I should put the lime in. Here, we'll put the lime over the ice right now. Do you like lime?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I do too. I love lime.
I love that you're such a cute little bartender.
I feel like I'm 23 again. So I'm putting in 2 lime quarters, but we have extra because I like lime. And then pouring. Wow. All right. So I'm like filling up like, yeah, we'll do that. We'll do like half the wine glass and then opening up the Bundaberg ginger beer is my favorite.
I like how that opens. That's cute.
Oh, I love it. It's so cute. And I'm going to pour that over. The one recipe that I read had, so what they wanted you to do was basically make the simple syrup with fresh ginger root and like simmer it and everything. I wasn't getting into that this weekend, but I have ginger beer. So I was like, okay, I already have that. So the one recipe I read did not have sparkling, but this is going to be like a little, and then we're just going to stir it up to kind of mix up the things. I'll put the recipe in the show notes.
So if the 411 is really interested, you'll know why.
Oh my gosh, we are. So next, or this week's 411, we're actually talking about the MetroCourt. I should have put all these together. We could have had the MetroCourt taste test. All right.
And then someone would have had to come pick me up at the end of our recording.
Well, so, yes. All right. So, cheers.
Cheers. This is such a cute idea.
That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
You taste a little bit of the bourbon. Like, you get the flavor of it.
Yeah. But it's not overpowering.
No.
How much is this? $13.50?
This is $13.50.
Okay. That's at about right.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit. I actually think maybe I could have done just like 1.5 ounces of simple syrup for both.
Okay.
I think it's good.
This is good.
Okay. So as we progress here, you guys will know how much we've been drinking. Okay. That was yummy. That was my fun catch for the week. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can read those super clearly.
Well, I'm glad that you did so. Yeah, I walked in a little scared. I was like, either it's been a really good week or a really bad week. I'm not sure which one.
I texted you the other day, like, do you like ginger? You're like, I'm like, the taste. You're like, yes. Why? I'm like, you'll see. This is the you'll see. I kind of forgot to ask if you like bourbon.
I do. Because I do. Feel
we're all
like,
good. I feel like you could make this with a gin, too.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I like it too. Alrighty. That's what I make Moscow mules with gin, even though it's supposed to be vodka.
Yeah.
But so, I mean, it's basically kind of this. Well, yeah, with the ginger beer, it's the same thing, except with grapefruit in it. So yum, yum, yum.
I'm all for it.
So where do you want to start now that we've.
All right. I'm going to look at my notes and go off those. Cause if not, I'm just going to spend the whole episode talking about how much I love Ava. Cause she is my soul sister.
Michael Fairman awarded her actress of the week.
Oh.
Yeah,
she gets more than actress of the week. She's just so good.
Yes.
So I will start. My first note says, Sunny threatens everyone. Drug dude, Joss, Carly, Metro Court guy. And then I may have had a word I can't say on here that starts with WT or an abbreviation that starts with WT. I'm sure you can guess what comes next.
Yes.
So, yeah. Why was he?
When was the last time we saw him punch anyone?
I can't even remember. He always handles it with someone else.
Yeah.
Like, go ahead. I liked that he was more personal with this guy because it was a personal attack.
About how he hasn't been very Sunny-y.
Yes. This week he made up for it.
He was
more than Sunny-y.
Yes.
Like, yelling at Joss like that?
And
I loved the way she held her ground. She was like, really? This is my fault? How about you're the one who stayed gone even though you could have asked questions, you chose not to, and you're not mad at Nina whenever she kept everything away from you for months on end.
Yes.
But it's going to be my fault if the girls don't have a dad? I don't think so.
But I also liked that she seemed the right amount of still terrified.
Yes.
You know, which actually kind of shocked me because she's not really ever scared of Sunny, but like, I think she was definitely like freaking out with what she saw.
Yeah.
You know, and
I was surprised at how well she talked to, what's his name?
Dex.
Thanks.
I can't believe that she actually deleted the video, though. I hope she has it on the cloud first, and now it's deleted on her phone.
I hope so, too. Because why wouldn't you keep that? I thought maybe we were going to see Joss be a little bad for once, and her to use that, since she didn't want to take it to the police, use that to blackmail Sunny so that she could get the Metro Court. She's over 18. And then hand it off to her mom and be like, hey, run this till I'm old enough.
At some point, some woman in this family has to work for their position. Blackmail cannot get you everything.
Joss is going to college and she
Let's not let her start off blackmailing already.
No, I feel like that would have been a really good blackmail. All right, Sunny, you screwed up everything. Here's a way you can fix it. I want the money to buy the Metro Court and you're going to tell Nina to sell it to me. Thanks.
Oh, God.
And then Carly would have taken it back off Joss.
No, she wouldn't have.
Yes, she would have.
Because she knows that Joss doesn't have that money and she would have
run it for Joss. She would have asked Joss how she got it, but at the end of the day, she got it.
I still think that she wouldn't have done it though because she doesn't want somebody else. She's turned down every single offer.
But I feel like it would be Joss saying, run it for me.
I still think that she would probably actually be disappointed in Joss if she had done that. She wants Joss to be better than her.
She does, but she didn't seem disappointed in Joss whenever Sunny came to her and was like, make your daughter do this. She was like, nope, she's an adult. She can make her own decisions.
Yes, when it came to that. But I don't know. I don't think that if Joss went to that extreme, I don't think Carly would have been happy with it. I think in terms of standing her ground to Sunny and being like speaking her mind.
Yeah.
I think that's what Carly was like. No, I'm not going to tell her because she has feelings and what you did impacted her, and now she's letting you know.
I don't like the fact that it's all just going to go away, though. We just deleted it, and it's done.
That's why I don't think that it did, though.
I hope not.
I thought that they were going to try to make it all romantic-y, where he was like, oh, come on, you know.
Oh, yeah.
No. I was really glad that did not happen. Yeah, don't
do that. Ugh.
Yeah.
And then he yelled at the waiter guy, bartender guy at the Metro Court. And Nina's like, I don't need you to stand up for me. I can handle this myself. Okay,
so did you like her this week? At least like in that?
I liked her in that moment that she was trying to stand up for himself, but then I didn't hate him as much as I thought I was going to when he talked to the kid like a normal person and was like, maybe you've just had a bad week, but we don't talk to our boss like that.
Right.
So you should probably apologize and then let it move on.
But the kid had a point where he's like, you've been here for a minute. Like, this is my job. Like, I am doing my job.
Right.
It's not like he was just
prep. Yeah.
It's not like he was just sitting there twiddling his thumbs, not doing anything and going, no, that's beneath me. I'm not going to help the wait staff.
Right.
He had stuff to do also.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't no. not doing his
I mean,
work.
You don't talk to your boss like that, but yeah, his
point was, also shouldn't talk to their staff that way either.
True. He had a valid point of, you may not think that prep's important, but how do you think those fruity drinks look so pretty
exactly.
without me chopping all this stuff up?
I Thanks. Used to have to go in an hour before my shift to do all the prep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's yeah.
That's where you have your skills.
That's why I know how to cut a good lime. But it is. Like, you have to make sure that everything's stocked, that right. you have everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, I was agreeing with him, but I just liked that Sonny did change his tone. And yes. then he turned around and said to Nina, well, I told you to sell it, so you wouldn't have had this problem.
But when she said, when she was talking about how she does not want the relationship that he had with Carly, and if he is asking for her permission to be part of a verbally abusive relationship, she wants no part. I was like, yes, Nina. Yes.
If she stands by that.
If she stands by it. But I was very proud of her for...
I'm proud of her for speaking her mind and not wanting to put up with an abusive relationship. However, she is very good at telling Sonny that she's not going to do something. And then he gives her that smile and she's like, oh, Sonny. And it all goes out the window.
But I loved...
He was very mobby.
Okay. So how did you feel, though, about... And this is why I think that Carly was mostly telling Sonny Joss is allowed to have her thoughts, because she also didn't correct Joss when Joss said that she and Jason were idiots.
Right.
And she was like, okay, you're having these feelings. We're just going to let it go. You know,
I think because the way that Joss talks is not usually disrespectful. It's right. just strong opinions.
Yes.
And there is a difference. If you can state your opinion without being nasty, then it can hold up. When you're just being a jerk, then
right.
even if you're right, no one's hearing
like she
that.
Was sad and she was obviously like emotional about it, but she wasn't accusatory.
Right.
And Carly started the idiot conversation.
Exactly.
And she's like, well, Mom, maybe you were.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah I was.
But to get to even that point when Sonny walked in and Carly and Drew, can we just not do it, please?
You know they're going to.
Still.
I just don't like them together because of the whole Drew-Jason connection. Mm-hmm. It's like she can't like Drew for Drew. She has to like Drew because he's kind of like sort of Jason.
Right.
And that's not okay.
Yeah.
Don't love me because I remind you of someone else.
Right. And Michael and Willow told Drew because we're just on a whole...
It's too soon. And especially Willow, who knows that she's having medical issues.
I told people right away, though. But if I had something that I knew was being checked out and tested and everything, I would probably be having different.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. But I just, when you're young, and I know Willow is, so whenever you're young, it doesn't cross your mind that something bad can happen. And so you're like, oh, let's tell the whole world, blah, blah, blah.
But she's already had a lot of bad.
Exactly. And when your doctor is literally saying to you, wait, we need to check for these other things because... Although one is caused by pregnancy, it happened before pregnancy. Right. You wait until you get those test results. And her saying to Michael, I would like us not to tell everyone until we know that we're in a safer zone after all the loss we've had.
Mm-hmm.
He would support that.
Right.
He wouldn't ask, oh, why are you thinking like that? He would say, okay. I totally understand.
Yeah.
I will respect your decision.
Yep. Although I thought it was so sweet how they were trying to not tiptoe around it because they wanted Sasha to know.
Yes.
But... not being totally insensitive to mm-hmm. her feelings. And Sasha's like, it's okay. I heard one of the nurses and I put two and two together.
Right.
And she's like, you knew before I knew.
Yeah, pretty much.
They had a really good talk.
They
you know,
did.
That was really nice. I like them as friends. I miss seeing them as friends.
Yes, I like them as friends. And I liked that Sasha told her, like, I know I messed up, but I'm not in a place where I can't be happy for you.
Right. Right. And then Smoltz approached them.
Why?
Like, why are you hanging out with the girl who killed your mom? And she's like, it's called an accident. Like, it was an accident.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And even if she did, how is that your business? Like, that's really not a news story. Girl makes dumb decision and hangs out with person that killed her mom.
Right.
Okay.
By accident.
Right. But even if it wasn't.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I would not want to read about that in the newspaper. If you continued to be friends with someone that had done something wrong to you. That's not a storyline.
Yeah. Well, she's a public figure, though. And so Sasha is a public figure and Willow is the
baby mama
lover of the town's wealthy playboy, even though he's not a playboy. But you
right.
know what? Like, that's what they would spin it as, is the most eligible bachelor in Port Charles, ex-wife who he's dating is
now
talking.
Pregnant with his child.
Now pregnant with his child. Is now, that's a line for the invader. I mean, it is the old Invader.
But it's still not a good enough story.
No. But I like that Willow let her know that she wasn't mad either.
Yes.
So
it was an accident.
Yep.
Obviously something was up with my mom if she ran out into the middle of the road without even bothering to look. Okay.
But now Sasha and Brando are like, I'm glad that he finally remembered that he has the same addiction issues and to talk about it with her.
Lots of people remembered what they had forgotten.
But like everyone is different. But he definitely has the position of saying, listen, I definitely remember thinking, I don't want to do this, but it's because I powered through and like so-and-so forced me to.
Right.
You know,
I'm glad he's not babying her. Whenever she was like, no, I'm not going to therapy. He didn't say it in the nicest way, but he was like, no, seriously, if you're not going to make good decisions,
he didn't start off
somebody else
mean,
has
though.
To. He didn't. She just wasn't listening to him.
Yeah.
And so he was like, yeah, you can't be trusted to make good decisions for yourself. So I guess someone else has to control you.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't wrong. I mean, control is not a very fun word to hear, but he wasn't wrong.
Yeah. No, I absolutely agree. It was, yeah.
I know. I hope he makes her go to some type of rehab for longer than the 72 hours because that didn't do anything.
Like
the
so 70- do you think she's going to meet
that stupid girl? Yeah. But what else has to happen before she realizes, hey, this is a bad idea? And we've already almost killed her once because of drugs. Are we really going to redo that?
Right. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm very frustrated. They need to do something better with that storyline.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really tired of just seeing her make mistakes and then argue about it and then make another mistake and argue about it. And I know that's how addiction goes, but it just feels like she gets
it really
a little
happen?
More.
Exactly. Like she's aware.
Right. Like as
she's not
she
in denial.
Texting that lady back, she's like, this is a bad idea, mm-hmm. but sure, I'll meet you anywhere.
Yeah. And then Felty's talking to Smoltz about,
here, this is a better storyline. We can ask, was she on drugs?
Right.
Because the doctors didn't already run a talk screen?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Did they, though?
Yeah, they did. And she wasn't on them, remember?
That's right.
She had dropped them and then ran.
Yes.
And never ended up taking them. Which is another reason that I feel like she would be breaking the cycle a little bit more.
Yeah.
That was a very close call. My best friend, mom, I just had a conversation with my best friend. Maybe I shouldn't go out and do some more.
Yeah.
And I know that's the whole point of addiction is you don't have control, but I feel like once you get to a point, like they say, the first step is admitting you have a problem. She mm-hmm. has admitted, it seems like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And to turn around from the conversation with your husband about,
yeah, I don't need anyone to control me because I can make good decisions on my own. And then I'm not even going to go down an entire flight of stairs and be like, sure, let's go get some drugs.
Right. But then Dex was reporting to Michael.
Yes.
And Michael told him to act like a son.
Yes. I was happy that Brando walked in on them and was like, yeah, something doesn't feel right. Like he played along with it, but you could tell he's not buying it 100%.
He was not actually in the military, right? Like, we're pretty sure that that was a lie. I'm pretty sure that it was a lie. Because when he said something to Brando, Brando had, this was a couple weeks ago, he said something about his experiences. And Brando had like a look like, that's not how that happened. Or like, it was like a look like, I don't think that you're being honest about your experiences in the military. And then this week, when Brick said,
can
talk or something.
Chet that recommended him because they had been in the service together.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes.
So maybe.
Or had they met after being in service together at vet?
I thought they were in the service together, but unfortunately, people lie about their
service
accomplishments that they've had during their service. So maybe he's played it up to make it sound like he won all kinds of awards and stuff. And really, when they investigate it, it will be that he was dishonorably discharged.
He already has three nicknames.
What?
Attack Dog by Michael, that B word by Brando, and Mr. No Neck from Jocelyn. That was this week.
Yeah, I don't know that that's really. I don't see her walking around calling him that all the time.
It was revealed that Dex was manager at Valino's gym while Chet was in the Middle East for the last few months. You are correct. Like, you're right. Like, I remember that I had forgotten
that
Chet
he got
was
the job at the boxing place.
But was it that they actually met while serving or afterwards and just bonded over talking. I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
So, okay. If it was that obviously he served with Chet, then my theory is wrong.
Yeah. I'm thinking that that he hid something, like he did something wrong in the military and was let go, or he's like talking up his experience, like he's done something, but I think he was actually in it.
Cause I thought that with Brick saying, yeah, we're going to have to talk. I thought that the way that he responded seemed like a little bit odd.
Yes. I don't know. I'm interested to see where.
And I think Brick's feelings were hurt.
That was so cute. I love him.
I know. He's like, what do you mean you're interviewing people without me?
I should be involved in this. I like how they keep saying that Jason was the same age as he is.
Yeah.
The same. He's the same age that Jason was whenever he got started working for him, which is true. However, Sunny was also a lot younger then.
Yes.
They were very close in age.
Right. And Sunny was new.
Yes.
And learning. He didn't have all the enemies that he does now.
Exactly. Or all the assets to try to protect.
Right.
You would want someone with more experience.
Yes.
Not saying he can't be
trained. He didn't even have a family.
Right.
You know, and that's the biggest
and
thing that he needs protected.
Sonny's yelled at him how many times already for the way that he's interacted with Michael because right. they're trying to make it seem like whatever. Would you really trust him to take care of everything when he's already disobeyed you twice?
Right. And now with the cops.
Right.
Like, that's exactly. rule number one.
Exactly. You did what? Well, it's okay. Everything was fine. No, you don't talk to the cops. What are you doing?
Mm-mm. I don't see him moving up.
No. I don't know what it's going to be that causes him not to, but I don't see him moving up. And I think that Brando also is now on high alert that he's going to say, I've seen him around Michael too many times, whether he's working with Michael or just on Michael's case. Either right. way, he's not following the rules.
Right. Exactly.
So, mm-mm. Nope, nope, nope. Mm. Oh, Taggart's back.
Yes, Taggart's back as dad.
I was very excited. Not that Taggart wasn't there, but our Taggart.
I just love him and Rory, though.
Yes.
He's like, we're still not friends. But then he like does like the little side eye.
Yes,
like, is he listening?
I have to be nice to you, but pretend like I don't like you at the same time because you're trying to date my daughter. But you seem like a stand-up dude.
Yep.
I liked it.
I just have to threaten you a little bit so that you don't think I like you.
It's a bad thing.
Yeah. Want to get into all of that?
Sure.
Spencer took the stand.
I loved Trina's reactions to whenever he first was talking. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, yeah, we were all friends and blah, blah, blah. And she was like, we were not all friends. I hate her. I was like, yes. And Diane's like, just be calm. We will talk to them. You know, we'll cross-examine, blah, blah, blah. It'll be fine.
Right.
But all of those reactions, like, nope, 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 this is wrong. And then in the end, yeah, he finally was like, well, I can give her an alibi for when it was released.
I know.
Didn't go as planned.
That hurt. I mean, I think he gained the respect of everybody in the courtroom.
Yes.
But he's like, I mean, and I don't think Trina's going to be upset because I think that that's what she was going to say on the stand. She was going to turn him in.
Exactly.
But Diane let Spencer do it. And I schedule messages all the time.
Does it say scheduled at? No, there's no way to prove.
I've texted you through scheduled texts. And well, I mean, I don't email you that much, but yeah, it doesn't. I think if you go into, I don't know if you go into Gmail, if you can pull the record and say and show which emails were sent live or which ones had been scheduled.
But she had already planted the phone before she sent the text out. She sent the text, Esme sent the text from Esme's phone, right?
Is it text or email?
I don't know. But
it was an email because it went through the portal, right?
Sure.
Oh, it would show, but she would have had to have been hacked in. She would have had to have hacked into Trina's portal.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the only way that she could have done that would have been through the phone. So she would have scheduled it and then planted the phone and then had it sent out. I don't remember. Did Esme live send it from her phone?
Didn't she? Because didn't she walk out of the classroom and like
Yes.
Hit the button.
Yes.
Or whatever. And then it ping, ping, ping. Everybody had it.
I think so.
So shouldn't it show
on her data?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That it was on a different.
Yes.
IP address or whatever.
Yes.
Than what the regular phone was on.
Yes. Why is Spinelli not in this?
I know.
Anywhere.
I know.
I know that, you know,
he's busy with society singles,
but not just that. Like, you know, he's not always the one that the police go to. However, in this situation,
but Carly would, and they already had talked to Spinelli because that was how they found out about the phone.
That's how it got taken down, right?
Like that was how they
just got it stopped.
And that was how they knew where to get the phone because he accidentally slipped up about don't go to this bar.
Yes.
And that was where they went.
Yes.
So there has to be a way to show that it did not come from the spare phone. Like that the spare phone forwarded the message to Esme's phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then Esme's phone is what forwarded it to everyone. I'm not a techie person, but I know that they can find anything when it comes down to it. So
I just liked when Esme was on the stand and Diane pointed out she does not have friends. It's a horrible thing to tell it. Again, she is a woman. She is an adult, but she's still a child. Like, that's still a horrible thing to say.
So you went on this little vacation with not your friend because no one likes you.
Right.
And you planned everything because you were jealous because no one liked you. Is that correct?
I just like how Jordan goes to talk to Nicholas and it finally clicked with Nicholas that Esme was behind everything. Like that.
He's
what
not
it,
that stupid.
But Victor, I'm sorry. I loved him this week. He's like are you freaking kidding me? Like, what did you do?
You did what? Don't even tell me you did what
he's
I think
like,
you did.
Are you stupid? He's like, oh, come on.
Right. The one thing I was pretty sure you wouldn't be dumb enough to do, and you did that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just, and the way that he blames her.
Oh, that drove me nuts.
It took, takes it two.
Drove me nuts. And I loved, now we have to go to Ava because I loved Ava.
My God.
Because he's like, Esme manipulated me. It wasn't my fault. Blah, blah, blah. And she was like, seriously? The high school graduate girl. It was so smart to manipulate you.
Right.
You didn't see what was going on. You're really not going to take responsibility. And then he's like, but I'm so sorry. I love you, blah, blah, blah. And she said, no, never again. You've touched me for the last time. And now I'm going to burn you down. And I was like,
yes. So do you think she's going to keep the name Windermere? Or do you think she's going to change it? Because she gets it all now.
She does.
She gets it every last. Okay, but first, before all that happened, when she was like, they were talking about martinis, and she's like, under no circumstances am I allowed to have a third. I was like, I have those days where I'm like, I'm only allowed to have two. Don't. It would not be a good idea for me to have any more.
Oh, see, I'm not smart enough to tell people to cut me off on those days. So, I have to start trying that.
It's not always effective.
Yeah, I don't
We
feel
can
like-
have two ginger, grapefruit, bourbon. It says sour. I'm going to call them spritzers, though, because the bubbly from the ginger beer. No, that doesn't sound right.
What was supposed to make it sour?
Probably the grapefruit. It's tart. It's not really sour, but...
Yeah.
Or the lime.
I can taste the lime, but I don't know that doesn't really make it sour. I don't know what else to say about Ava other than, I love her. And it was just...
It was perfect.
Yes, like her facial expressions, the look in her eyes, the like tone in her voice.
And when she went to Esme.
Yes.
And then now I understand her finally. She's like, what the heck is going on? She's like, why is this so personal?
Mm-hmm.
And Esme slipped up and said something about, Esme said something to Ava and she was like, how do you know about that?
She brought up like all the past stuff she said about Kiki and Griffin and Morgan.
I think it was Morgan.
Over it.
I think it was Morgan that she was like, how do you know? Like, it was weird how she was talking about. Was it Morgan or was it Kiki?
I feel like it was supposed to be more Kiki because that's whenever Ava would have been with Ryan.
Yeah.
Which we now know from our in-depth 411.
Yes.
So,
yes. Okay. Yep.
I don't know that it really came off that way, but I feel like that was supposed to be the clue. Like,
yes.
Okay.
And she actually defended Spencer. She's like, he's selfish. He's not very, he is self-serving. You know, he will do whatever it takes, but he is not a psychopath.
Right. Right.
She's like, you, honey, like, even though he would have taken everything from her, he would not have tortured her.
Right.
In that way. And she knows that.
But she also gave Esme the praise that she deserved in the fact that you are super intelligent. Like, this was very well played and you did a great job, but there's something else going on here because you're a little too personal. And by having that level of caring about it, you're slipping up because you're a complete psychopath.
Yes.
So what's going on? What is in the envelope that Esme has?
I think it's the DNA results.
Really?
But I thought Spencer had those on him.
Yeah, I don't think those are
maybe
the
it's
DNA
this correspondence with Maggie.
I feel like it's something that says Ryan's her dad.
Ugh.
Is Maggie who told her that Ryan was her dad?
I don't know. We don't really know anything about Maggie other than the fact that she was her nanny. She knows. I think Maggie does know that Ryan is her dad and that Esme is seeing Ryan, but I don't know if she's the one who told her.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm excited though.
I just thought it was dumb that she even went for that paper. Like as they were arguing, it was like, well, I'm just going to grab this and then be like, no, it's none of your concern. Like she would have never gone through your suitcase.
No.
She would have never found it.
No. She would have helped you pack.
Exactly.
She would never have questioned any paper. She'd be like, here, give me your suitcase. I will pick up everything and just dump it in there. I don't care.
Let me zip that for you. Bye.
Yep.
I don't get it. Esme's not that dumb. I don't like whenever they do stupid things.
It would have been one thing if, because she glanced down, and that's a natural thing.
Right.
If Ava had noticed it then.
Mm-hmm. Or if Ava would have backed up and tripped over the suitcase because it was in the middle of the floor.
Right.
And that was right on top. It could have fallen out, and then she picked it up, and Esme, like, snatched it out of her hand and was like, don't look at my stuff. Okay, that would all make sense. Right. But to just... it would be like me randomly digging in my purse right now and be like, no, you can't see this. Well, then why did you pull it out?
I wasn't even looking.
Like, why did you pull that out? Just to tell you can't look at it. But yeah, I can't wait for Ava to put all the pieces together. It's going to be so good.
Well, especially once she finds, because she's going to find out that Nicholas got Esme's internship reinstated. Mm-hmm. And then it's going all click together.
Right. She's going to be like, why did you need your internship reinstated? And why 5 minutes after it was reinstated, did you go and see Ryan?
Right.
I was surprised that Ryan didn't give her even false information as who her mother was, though.
Right. Do you believe that? What he told her?
No.
Okay. He actually had like tears in his eyes and stuff.
But he's a psychopath. As we said, that's the word of the week. He's a psychopath. He followed Felicia from Texas to Port Charles. You really think that he just lost this woman and didn't even really know her name?
My thing is, how did he not know her name, but he knew that she had a baby? Unless she ran away while she was pregnant. Is that what he was saying? Is that she ran away while he was
pregnant? Oh, see, I thought she ran away after she gave birth, but I could have misunderstood it.
Because if he didn't know her name,
how'd you know that she was pregnant with a baby at all, let alone yours?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I highly doubt that she's writing him a Dear John letter saying, like, by I ran away from you
because so
you
couldn't psycho.
Find me, but you have a child,
by the way,
because that's a good idea.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. I just thought that the emotion that he showed with Esme at the very end was something that we had not seen yet from him.
Yeah, I think
and he's I couldn't decide if it was real or
not. No, I think he's playing her.
Ugh, but she said, oh, daddy, you say the sweetest things. Like, what the heck? Stop it.
I'm sorry. The first few times it was kind of funny, but now we're just crossing a line. Not only does she keep saying daddy, but every time she does it, she gets down on her knees.
Yes.
Who talks to someone like that? No one. Even in a wheelchair, you pull up a chair. Like, yes, you want to be eye level, not disrespectful and stand over them. But the first time that someone tells me to get on my knees to have a conversation with them, there's a problem. And that's not your normal.
Nope.
Like even stooping down, like on your toes. Okay, sure. No, not on your knees and not talking like that. We're crossing a line. It's getting more than gross.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. No, we don't need to go there.
No.
But she did also, I forget which one of us said, we talked, this was a really good week for us to have that conversation with Callie released, because as I was listening to it, I was like, yeah, that happened.
I'm glad I remembered a lot. It's it and Callie that jogged our memory.
It might have been me that said I thought she was going to give him up. I can't remember.
Oh, okay. I think it was you, but I think that that was also really stupid of her to say to him, like, mm-hmm. you know, he can get out of the chair and stuff.
Right.
And you're the only person in the room with him. Hey, by the way, I might have to tell someone. You're lucky he didn't snap your neck.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's why I think the hug was fake. I think mm-hmm. he already knows he couldn't snap her neck because they would know who else would have done it.
Right.
And that would bring it back to, oh, he must be able to move. And so instead he had to manipulate her the other way and be like, oh, but I do love you because you're my daughter.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And then Oz Haggerty gets saved by Curtis.
Yes.
I think he's going to wind up turning Esme in. However,
he's in a coma.
Esme called to get information about him. Can we put Deanna back through training?
Right?
We like her, but she's kind of slipping on some of these things lately.
Yeah. Because
there was no follow-up questions on, I'm sorry, I don't have a release saying.
Right. That was what I was going to say. Isn't there a piece of paper in your chart that yeah. says Shannon may call and ask questions and you are allowed to speak to her?
Right.
So sure, if someone else calls and pretends to be Shannon, then they're being bad and oh no.
Right.
But there was nothing that said he has a daughter or nope. that there was any next of kin that would be calling. And she's just like,
she has no identifying questions. Not right. Like, well, when's his birthday?
Right.
Is something simple like that.
Mm-hmm.
What's his address?
Yeah. Anything.
Is something. What color are his eyes?
Right.
You know?
Right. And Esme would have known most of those things, but at least you can say, oh, I tried to double check by asking this and this.
Right. I think she would have been thrown off by the, well, when's his birthday? Even if you don't get the year right, been like, oh, my dad's birthday is
right.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It did not.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. They've been doing so good lately with this HIPAA thing. And then
TJ needs to retrain them all.
Yes, exactly.
When you want to have conversations, you go somewhere else and you do not give out information without asking for identifiers.
Nope. Thanks. Did you notice that there was a custodian putting signs on the elevators?
Yeah, that was so that, you
like
knew,
out of service.
But that was so that you knew why Brando had to use the stairs.
Oh, okay.
Because mm-hmm. Michael and what's his name were in the stairs.
Yeah.
Having a conversation and normal people don't take the stairs, but Brando had to.
Okay. I thought he was going to be shady and there was going to be something else happening, but that was it. Okay.
I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't think so. I think that was just the people are going to be in the stairwell.
Yes.
I liked that TJ took his healthy shake and set it down and didn't take a sip of it. Because if someone brought me that shake, I would have done the same thing.
Molly made it with love.
She did. She's like, it's super healthy. It has this, this, and this. And she did take a sip of hers. And he was like, thanks, Dave. And set it down and never took a sip of it.
But he looks like the kind of guy that drinks green drinks. He takes care of himself.
He is very fit, so I'm sure that he tries to be healthy, but that did not look good at all. So
I like that they explained why Molly was not in the courtroom.
Yes, and that she was frustrated by it. She's like, I went to school for all these years, and now I can't even do what I want to do because they're telling me I'm too close to everything good and burying me in stupid casework.
Well, maybe have a talk with your family. Listen, you guys, I'm trying to build a career. Quit doing illegal stuff. I need some cases that don't involve you.
She better move then. It's not happening. And poor Charles, sorry.
If they could just bring back Rick and then we could have father-daughter attorneys.
That would still have no cases because they're related to everybody.
But
they better start.
He tried Sonny, though. He could show her. Here's how you prosecute family.
They better start hanging out in Nixon Falls some more. That's all I got to say. Oh, I thought it was funny that Nicholas said he didn't want to drop the divorce.
Right.
So we knew that it had not gone through because we had gone back
and forth.
Well,
the papers arrived at Windermere.
Right. To yep. sign.
Yep.
And then he's like, no, let's not sign them. I want to be with you. And that is what then turned around.
She's
and
like,
gave
you're giving
her
me whiplash. Like, what are you doing?
Exactly. But in the end, it gave her the right to say, I'm going to burn you to the ground, which is my favorite line of the week. Just what the heck? How many recesses does a normal case get? Because one person would testify and that judge would be like, recess for 20 minutes. And then one other person would testify and he'd be like, recess for 20 minutes. Does he need a lot of naps? I don't understand.
Because none of the testimony was overly emotional. So it's not like,
right, we're going to give you a break, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know. I actually don't know. Dear attorneys that listen to General Hospital, do you take breaks after each witness?
I feel like no. At least not in the murder shows that we watch. They call another one up.
So many minutes an hour, so they have to streamline. When I was watching the Johnny Depp trial.
Case history you want to go off of.
But I didn't watch it live, so actually I don't know. I'm trying to think. I'm like, what cases have I watched live? And do they actually take a break? But I also feel like if you're only testifying for 5 minutes, maybe you don't need a 20 minute break.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know. And do they get so many? Is it like sports when each team gets so many timeouts?
I know nothing about sports. I'm not sure.
That's why I didn't specify which sport it was. I just know that it's a thing.
The one that you use the puck or the ball. I'm not sure.
The one that you dunk the puck into the goalpost. And get a home run.
I'm not sure which one of those gives you the timeout. What was I going to say? I had it and I lost it. Oh, Esme. She is going to be there in a minute when Spencer leaves. She has to just get changed first. Goes and hangs out at Spring Ridge, is in her jeans. Spring Ridge is in her jeans. They call and say, you better be here in the next 10 minutes because our 500th break is almost over. She has time to go back to Windmere, change her outfit, and then go back to the courthouse all in 10 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. In my mind, the launch takes longer than that.
She's also really tiny. Maybe she has like a lot of clothes in her bag. Like maybe that dress is just one that doesn't wrinkle. And so she just had like on little slip-on shoes.
She didn't have she wouldn't have taken her purse in to see Ryan. Did she have a purse at the courthouse?
I don't know. I'm just trying to justify it.
Some people don't carry diaper bags like you and your other friends do.
I don't carry a diaper
bag. I couldn't fit any size dress in my purse.
If you were Esme size, I bet you could, because they make the foldable flats. And then if you get like a wrinkle-free dress, you just roll it up and just pop it right in. You'd have nothing else in there. And you couldn't fit the clothes that she had changed out of into it, because jeans do not fold that small.
Right.
But
I guess she could have left them in her car.
Does she have a car?
I don't know.
I don't think she... Oh, okay. Okay, we're going like...
I just didn't understand her timeline.
Like, yeah. No, it doesn't make sense.
Another one of those things where she should have said, oh, I need a minute to change, but I brought an outfit or whatever. And instead, she just magically, here you go.
Yes.
What else?
Valentine made the pool all romantic.
Oh, of course we want to talk about him. Go ahead.
Why wouldn't we talk about him?
I was with Anna. She's like, you know what? I don't want to deal with any more of your lies. Well, I'm just going to leave.
And then him playing, I'm not happy with him this week.
Good.
Okay, I loved the romantic poolside thing. That I loved. I thought that was very sweet. I would love that. Romance. If Valentine wants to set up a poolside candlelit rendezvous for us, I would be perfectly fine.
I feel like that's what the MetroCorp pool looks like every night. He brought a rose and was like, if my memory serves me right, you like roses, which is a pretty fair guess because like 95% of the population likes roses, hence why they're such a big seller on Valentine's Day. But okay.
Do they actually like them or do they think that they like them because they're supposed to like them? Power of advertising.
Okay. That's a different podcast. Anyway, so yeah, wasn't impressed with his romantic gesture.
I thought it was sweet until the worst part is the lie that he told is one that triggers such an emotional memory for her, because we're going to have to do a deep dive on Valentine sometime, because
we can go ahead and do a deep dive on his character. But
because
she's just
when they were
like
WSB, he had scoliosis and like that got treated. So, you know, using that, I did not like.
Right. And he always said, you didn't like me because I looked horrible. Right. And she's like, no, that's not true.
Right.
We had moments then.
Yeah.
So to take it back to that is unfair. You were manipulating her all over the place.
For no reason.
Really, you're just lying because you were hanging out with Jennifer Smith.
Why won't he just tell her? Although I think that that was on the order of Victor though, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of get that. But then he wooed her, and now they're going to go think about nothing together.
Uh-huh.
What?
I just don't love him right now.
I wasn't a fan. Like I said, I was not a fan of the lie that he told. I think that when it all comes out and Charlotte's safe and everything, but he doesn't have to be so blatantly lying to her.
Right.
He could have thought of something else. I just needed to get away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I mean, literally anything.
Mm-hmm.
He could have used any excuse. He could have said he was sick with anything else, even.
Right.
But to go back to, oh, my back was messed up. No.
Right. No. Mm-mm.
Not okay.
Back to the courthouse real quick. Ava genuinely offering to Carly to see Avery more. And then Carly bites her head off.
Yep.
Ava did not deserve that. Like, in the slightest.
No.
She wasn't saying it in a snarky way. Like,
no.
She wasn't.
I'm going to disagree. So the first comment of, you can spend more time with Avery, was not meant mean. But as they continued talking, she was not being super nice. And Carly kind of called her out on it and was like,
no, Carly bit her head off before she, the second that she said, you can spend more time with Avery, Carly snapped.
I feel like Ava had a little nastiness
after
to her
that.
Already.
Yes, she did.
I feel but like she had a little nastiness. She was going for the dig. I feel like it was going to get there anyway.
I didn't. Oh, and then Cody pays off the bartender.
Oh yeah,
to let him know when Britt's there. And Maxie was coaching him.
Yes,
on how to win Britt.
I liked that he's like, "Can you just give it to her?" And she's like, "No, we're not in third grade. What are you talking about?"
I know.
You have to hand it to her yourself and have a second one because she's going to rip the first one up.
He made a passport to Port Charles. I love it. I love, love, love it. That sounds like that thing that I did in Louisville.
When we open our theme park.
Yes, we will do the passport.
We can have a passport.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's like a little passport book. And he put a stamp in because they've already been to the Quartermain stables.
Right.
I think that's such a cute idea.
This is going to be fun.
Yes.
We can have like all the main destinations. Did you go to Kelly's and have a BLT? Yep. Here's your stamp.
Exactly. Exactly. And then Mac and Dante were at the axe throwing place.
Yes.
And he's suggesting that Dante take over as chief of detectives at some point.
Did you think that Dante was going to propose?
I screamed in disgust.
Can you imagine their wedding?
People are going to come in. They're going to go, are you here for the bride or groom? And they're just going to go, yep.
Yeah. There's no center aisle because everyone's family already.
No, I want her as my bridesmaid because she's my sister. Well, she's my sister too. They can have Leo as the ring bearer. Christina can get up and say a beautiful toast to when my brother fell in love with my sister. I knew that it was meant to be. Our family's never been closer.
Now we can have the reception to Charlie's. Let's go. Oh, man. I was glad that he did not propose and that she said to him, I thought you were going to propose. Thank you for not.
Yes.
What are you talking about? And he said, moving in. And she was still kind of like, I need to think about it. Thank you, Sam, for remembering that you have children. And although they may get along with Rocco, that does not mean they want to live together.
Yes.
Talk to our kids before we go moving around.
And then Dante questioned Felty.
Yeah.
And Felty was being all like shady about, oh, you don't want to ask me those questions.
Right. If I was going to tell the truth, it wouldn't be to you. Whatever.
Yeah. I think that's all that I had. Did anything else happen?
No.
Nope.
No, it was a pretty on point week. I liked it.
I did too. I thought it was very, if this had been the summer, our comment last week about this doesn't feel like summer. And I understand we've only been preempted like 6 times this year. So that's 1 week.
Right.
We should have been here a month ago.
Yep. 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 Yep.
Capture those teenagers.
Yeah.
Attention.
Reality check.
So anything good happened this week?
My husband had a week off because he starts a new job tomorrow. So we talked about it at the beginning. So we've had to put off even getting started on Stranger Things season 4 just because he has worked during the day and my son has been working almost every night.
Oh, wow.
This summer. So, and then I'm all of the above.
Right.
So we haven't been able to really coordinate schedules. And my daughter was doing another one of those work programs this week. So we did it where each morning when I got home from dropping her off, we would watch at least like an hour and a half. And one day we got through a little bit more than an hour and a half. And so we finally finished it. So that was really nice.
Woohoo!
And there is officially going to be a season 5 and it is going to be the last.
I'm sorry that you're sad.
It's just so good. But I liked it. And it was actually just like a nice, relaxing-ish week. Specifically more towards the end. I had no showings this weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah. So Friday night, I met up with some friends for happy hour. We do like once a month on a Friday. And then when I got home, no one was here. The kids were with their dad and my husband was out. So I was like, I'm going to go read in the pool. So instead of doing that, I just turned on Spotify's 90s playlist and felt like I was in high school again.
Nice.
And listened to a lot of Matchbox 20. And I was like, do you have like those songs that you're just like, I remember when I went to buy this album.
Yeah.
And driving around and I'm just like, this was the best. And then I did it a little bit yesterday also. And then I had two of my friends over that last night that one of them moved to Ohio. So I don't see her very often and she was in for the weekend. So we had planned like not a little get together, but I mean, it was just like the three of us and everything. Yeah. So it was nice.
Very nice.
And then made ginger grapefruit bourbon smash.
Delicious smashes.
I don't know. Whatever they are.
They are very, very yummy.
Just to back it up, I had a horrible beginning of the week.
Oh,
it ended very well.
I'm glad that it ended
well. It ended very well. I'm just not going to get into all the crap that happened. Well,
that's good. I'm glad that it ended on a good note.
What about you?
I don't know anything like super exciting. Matt bought a new car and it's an electric car. So I was excited to drive it. Chevy Bolt.
Okay.
That sounds right. It's super cute.
We could see if they can sponsor us. So we want to give them as
much. Oh, sorry.
You mean the Chevy Bolt. I heard that. That's a great car. It is very effective with fuel.
Because it doesn't take any fuel.
Exactly. So he no longer has to worry about gas prices.
No, it's super zippy. Like, you know how in a regular car, whenever you press the gas pedal, you like hear it like rev to the next gear or whatever. Mm-hmm. There is none of that. So he kind of yelled at me because he's like, Mom, you're speeding. Can you slow down? And I was like, well, I didn't even realize because it just like floats and it doesn't make any noise. Like it has a special noise that it makes whenever you're in a parking spot and you're going to back out just so that people hear it to be aware that it's moving because it doesn't make the like rummy noise that a regular car makes.
They talk about that on The Office because I don't remember if it was an electric car, but it's when Dwight and Andy were fighting and Andy was driving his car, but because he was going under a certain speed limit, Dwight had no idea that Andy was like coming up behind him to hit him. That happened.
I'm so glad I could take it back to The Office for you.
Of course.
Anyway,
but his car didn't beat, but I mean, he was moving forward too, though. So
right. Yeah. No, it doesn't. I mean, it's a normal,
but when it's backing
car,
up,
when it's back, it makes like this like buzzing noise so that everyone around is like, oh, something's happening. Let's pay attention. So very cool. And he's super happy with it. And
that's awesome.
He's lucky because his job has charging stations. So he doesn't have to pay to charge it anywhere.
Nice.
Yes. So very happy with that.
His own electric bill's not even going to go up.
Exactly.
Very nice.
So. And well, he was happy because he rents his house and he was like, I don't want to ask if I can install one of the chargey things.
Oh, yeah.
And then be like, what are you talking about? Blah, blah, blah. And so this way he can just charge it at work and it's free and don't have to install anything. So that was kind of cool just because I had never been in one before. I was confused. I'm like, does it take gas? And he's like, no, it just runs on electricity. That's it. And I was like, that's
there's
cool.
No backup. There's
no backup.
How far can it go?
300 miles, maybe.
Yeah, I would not want that.
Yeah, I said, I feel like it's a great car because in his household is a regular car. And so if you were going on a road trip or something,
that's all I'm thinking.
I'm like, just refill. But I mean, how many road trips do you go on a year? So as long as you had that backup for that one or two road trips, you're good.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he's driving to work 5 days a week, so
right.
He can keep charging it, whatever.
Right.
But anyway, he's very happy, which is all that matters. I just thought it was super cool because I had never been in one. And so to, like, look at it and be like, wait, there's no, like, engine thing and blah, blah, blah. And, like, whenever you turn it on, it has a big screen where you can do, you know, like, your music and whatever. But it shows the whole car and then, like, the battery runs underneath of it. So it shows, like, how charged it is, like, kind of like a cell phone, whatever. And I'm like, yeah. That's really neat. So anyway. That was just fun because I hadn't been in it.
I have not been in one either.
So I'll have to tell him to come over and let you see it.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, my one friend that had moved to Vegas like 10 years ago finally moved back this summer. And so she had a little get together for her kid's birthday. And so it was nice to see her and her family that they were my neighbors at the old house. So I was sad that I don't live there anymore, even though.
Well, she didn't live there anymore either.
I know, but her mom still did. And she had spent a little bit of time there before they moved into their house. And she was like, it was so weird not having you next door. I'm like, I know, I'm sorry. So, but it was nice to catch up with everybody. And
awesome.
just hang out. So, cause it's my weekend, but the kids are with their dad because it's their stepmom's birthday tomorrow.
Okay.
So they were doing like a brunch thing today and hanging out and whatever. So.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Enjoy the time without them.
But yeah, so join us on Thursday as we talk about the Metro Court.
It may be very interesting because we'll be on drink number two by then.
Quite possibly, yes.
So yeah, have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.